You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we have a very, very special guest. But before we get to him, I want you to think back 6 years to that dreadful day, September 11th, 2001, when we heard about the destruction of the World Trade Center, and then, of course, the of Pentagon, and then the plane, Flight 93, that crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And I want you to think back, and if you don't have a picture of what happened at that crash site, I'd like you to look one up. You can get it on the Internet. Certainly they're available in magazines. And when you see the crash site in Shanksville, there's a large hole in the ground. There's no plane wreckage. There's no tail of the plane. No wings of the plane. No metal from the body of the plane, no evidence of luggage, no evidence of human bodies, just a big hole in the ground. That's all there is. A little smoke coming out of it, and we're told that is the crash site where Flight 93 nosed down and dove directly into the ground, and there was such an impact, everything just dissolved, and the rest of it, of course, was buried deep down somewhere in the hole. Now, of course, we do know from others that there was one of the engines was found several miles away, and there was luggage over an 8 mile area, but we're told no, that this plane just crashed directly there. The plane was not shot down. Anybody who says that is a conspiracy theorist, but I would simply ask you to look at that hole in the ground and ask, are you going to believe the official government story, or are you going to believe your lying eyes? Are you going to believe the official government story, or are you going to believe your lying eyes? Get a picture of the Shanksville crash site. Look at it. Pictures taken immediately after the plane crashed and nosed down and went directly into the ground. No tail section, no wing section. None of the body is there, no luggage, no human bodies, no human remains. But the only thing they found was one singed passport that belonged to one of the hijackers that survived this terrible inferno or whatever happened. And then we're told there was a Bible that was open to a very significant verse. Nothing else survived. Isn't that amazing? And remember, if they lie about one item, then everything else is a lie. And 3,000 Americans died that day almost, and we dishonor them by not trying to find out what really happened. And if indeed we have not been told the truth and there was an element within the government that carried it out, then those people should be held responsible. And then if you have any questions, just go to the FBI website and look up that's FBI.gov and then look up Osama bin Laden 10 most wanted men. You can do that on Google and you'll find that the FBI doesn't list the World Trade Center bombing as the crime they're looking for Osama bin Laden. And then look at that last picture of Osama bin Laden that was just shown about a week ago when just before General Petraeus was going to testify in Washington, D.C., why they had a picture of Osama, and look at his beard, this very, very full black beard. And then look at the pictures of Osama bin Laden that were taken 6 years ago with a gray streaked beard. I wonder if Osama is using Grecian formula, and he must be taking growth hormone or something to have converted the straggly beard he had at that time to this beautiful black beard on this DVD that was, or video that was recently released, from the cave where Osama bin Laden is hiding. Or is it somebody is manipulating our reality? We owe it to the 3,000 people who died on September 11th to have the real truth brought out. But, of course, the administration doesn't dare let the American people know the truth about that or much of anything else. Well, anyway, let's get to our special guest this morning, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And he's going to be talking about an article that's posted on newswithviews.com, which you should be reading every day, as I do, newswithviews.com. And Dr. Cuddy does a weekly column there. Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
All right. Dr. Cuddy certainly has taught at the university level. He has worked with the Department of Education during the Reagan years. He has testified before Congress. He's written extensively. We carry several of his books and hope to get others back in print. Under any circumstances, Dr. Cuddy is going to be talking about his latest article. Are we going to be talking about the one about how we will anticipate the future? What's the subject this morning?
Well, it's the 9/11 anniversary, as well as the Petraeus report and what's going on in Iraq today.
All right, fine. You go right ahead.
Well, several things come to mind in the recent news. Actually, when you mentioned the beard being dark now, and somebody asked some reporter about that, he says, "Well, you know, maybe it's really a fake beard because now he's clean shaven and, you know, walking around trying to disguise himself without a beard." And I'm thinking to myself, right, you shave off your beard, and therefore at about 6 foot six or 6'7", you disappear into the public, right?
Right.
So that seems to be a bit of a stretch. But there are certain things that are important. When the Bush administration mentions that, well, we can't have a separation here, you know, one particular area controlled by Sunnis, another by Shiites, another by Kurds. It has to be one nation. We really want to maintain the nation of Iraq. Actually, what's happening is they're being segregated, quote, voluntarily, not really, but because of the threat to their lives. Before the surge, this isn't like 4 years ago in the war, this is just before the surge, they were leaving it only, I use that advisedly, leaving their own neighborhoods, Sunnis leaving Sunni neighborhoods and Shiites leaving Shiite neighborhoods at 50,000 a month. Now, just after this surge a few months ago, currently they're leaving at 100,000 a month. They're actually segregating themselves.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. As the Sunnis leave Shia areas and the Shias leave Sunni areas, back in just a moment.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Thank you.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Yom Teruah, the Feast of Trumpets, and Rosh Hashanah, the New Year, in Messiah Yeshua. The date is September the 12th, 5:30 p.m. at E.B. Raines Park, just off of Grant Street and 120th Avenue at I-25. Bring your shofar and Lashana Tova Tikativu. May you be inscribed for a good year.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Peter Network. Dr. Stan, back here at the American Peter Network. General Petraeus has said that we're going to need another 6 months. He said that they hope to have 5,000 American troops by home by Christmas. Now, remember, they've increased at least 30,000, so of the 30,000 that we've increased, we're going to send 5,000 home, and we're supposed to feel good about that. I think that people have to say, well, why did we need more troops? I mean, why did we need to go from 140 to 170,000 troops? And the truth of the matter is, we've never had enough troops over there. If they really had intended to do the job, they would have brought in 695,000, as we did back in 1991. We wanted to shoo Saddam Hussein's troops out of Kuwait. Why didn't we send in adequate troops? And it's because our military has never been allowed to fight this war to win. And it's like Vietnam, only there we had all sorts of rules of engagement. We were never allowed to win that war, and we never went into Iraq to win the war. We have very courageous people in the military. We have very good officers. We have very good fighting men. We have rotten equipment, specifically so, and there's very good equipment they could have gotten, but of course they're wasting all sorts of money funding it off to Dick Cheney's friends at Halliburton and other corrupt corporations, and just accidentally losing $12 billion, just accidentally losing 200,000, I guess it was 190,000 automatic rifles and pistols, which are showing up throughout the world, and all shucks, we have no idea how that happened, but we can't get the vehicles created by force production, and you can actually, Force Protections, the name of the organization, Force Protection, are their vehicles that are not damaged by roadside explosives. We can't get enough of those, to protect our men. No, we send them into harm's way intentionally to fight a war we have no intention of winning, and then we do everything we can to create unrest over there, and of course, we dissolve the Iraqi army, and we resolve the Iraqi police force, and we resolve the Iraqi civil services. There's no electricity or water or sewage. And then we shut down the factories, all the government-owned factories that employ 100,000 Iraqis or more. And then these people have no jobs, no way to support themselves. And then we wonder why there's violence. And Paul Bremer says, oh, it was those people back in Washington who were responsible. And the people in Washington said, no, that was Paul Bremer's decision. We didn't make the decision. Nobody knows who's responsible. Oh, we're just so incompetent. Ladies and gentlemen, we're sending our boys over to the fight and bleed and suffer and die. Why did we need a surge? Why didn't we send inadequate troops initially? Why did we wait 4 years into the war before we gave them more troops? And I will tell you, because we never intended to win then, and we're not intending to win now. I talked to a general within this last week who is General Petraeus' superior, and I asked him, what do you think? What do you honestly think? He's going to be a guest on one of our programs. And he said, look, the military is doing a good job. The surge is working, but we're going to have to get out of there. There's no way we can win. I mean, you've got a civil war going on. The Sunnis hate the Shias. The Shias are aligned with Iran. They hate the Sunnis. I mean, we can't stay there. We're not going to be able to solve it. We need a political solution. We're not getting a political solution, and that's true. We're sending our boys over to fight and bleed and suffer and die. and we don't want a solution. We want a problem so we can justify keeping their troops there indefinitely, as we have in Germany, as we have in Japan, as we have in South Korea, because America has an empire. But we can't let the American people know that. Oh, no, we're the good guys, and we want to help everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, half the world lives in abject poverty. 50,000 people die every day of starvation. And the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund are keeping corrupt governments in power throughout the world, and we control both of those organizations. The real purpose of America's foreign policy is to suppress freedom throughout the world. And if you haven't read the books, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, The Secret History of America's Empire, or our four-tape set on The Secret History of America's Empire and Confessions of an Economic Hitman, you must get them. You must listen to those four-tape or CD sets. You must understand that they're a reflection of what's going on over there in Iraq and the fact that our boys are not going to be allowed to win. They were never sent there to win because we never get them adequate troops to begin with. Why? Because we wanted the problem. And the longer it lasts, of course, why then we're going to have to keep troops there indefinitely, just to protect the people. Go ahead, Dr. Cuddy. I'll get off my soapbox.
No, I like the soapbox. Well, some years ago, when everybody said, well, now we've got a constitution, now that'll show those terrorists. And I said consistently over the last 4 years, I said, nope, nothing's going to change. It's going to remain pretty much as is. And by that I meant no decrease, you know, of troops, no overrunning of American bases by hordes of people. But at the same time, no progress. You know, there'd be this sort of festering civil war just continuing.
Just give us 6 months more. Why 6 months more? We're 4 years into the war. We could have, why didn't we do what was right initially? And nobody wants to ask that question.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions. What they do is, as I've said before, sort of a dialectic game. They sort of go back and forth and back and forth and so forth and so on. Now, here's the way you look at this. You watch for their key phrases. For example, what they're trying to do is prolong stasis, pretty much as is. Not, you know, drastic improvement, not, you know, drastic horror. I mean, I'm not saying there aren't horrible things. They're horrible things. But what they want to do is sort of maintain this festering chaos as it is at that particular level. Now, why? What happens is, if you look at Petraeus, what they say is, well, okay, there's political pressure to withdraw. So, okay, David, you go out there to Congress and you give them some hope, right? You say, well, 5,000 by Christmas and a total of 30,000 in 9 months by next summer.
But that's just the number we've added.
Well, look, not only is it stupid, like you're saying, but look at it from the administration's perspective. At least, you know, if you were trying to actually have some improvement. If I were one of the senators yesterday, and it seemed important to me that they did not ask this, and let's say I'm a supporter of the administration's policy, and I've, you know, repeatedly poked holes in it, but let's say I'm a supporter. Let's say I'm John McCain, and I'm sitting there, and General Petraeus says, yeah, 5,000 by, you know, and Senator Biden and them then nodding their heads, yeah, right, you know, the Biden 11 proposal of gradual withdrawal to defensible bases and, you know, so on and so on.
I love that slogan, the home for Christmas.
Yeah.
Home for Christmas. I remember, of course, that was what they said during the Boer War. Our boys will be home for Christmas. I can remember in the Korean War, home for Christmas. And now General Petraeus, 5,000 American boys will be home by Christmas. Doesn't that give you that warm feeling,
yeah,
you know, Christmas trees, you know, jingle bells, you know, the sleigh bells, home for Christmas. So they know how to play on our emotions. 5,000 of the increased number of boys we sent over there will be home for Christmas. We should all be so grateful.
Yeah. Yeah, now, let's say that they really mean it. I mean, I know it's PR, like you're saying, but let's be naive just for a minute and say, golly, you know, they really are serious and, you know, they really mean this and they're very truthful and they're doing a wonderful job. I mean, you know, just hypothetically, let's say that. If I were one of the senators yesterday, let's say John McCain, who supports this war effort as it is, and he said, okay, 5,000 home for Christmas, and then 30,000 total by next summer, and, you know, glee crosses the faces of the other senators, you know, buying the rest of them. If I were John McCain, I'd say, wait a minute, General Petraeus, let me see if I understand this right. We had this surge for the specific purpose of taking a particular area, let's say Anbar province, never mind the fact that that's unique and that the Sunnis only sided with us because the al-Qaeda members were raping their wives and daughters there. That's totally unique. Let's assume it's typical. All right, and let's see. Now, General Petraeus, we put in a surge of 30,000 troops in the Anbar province, and the reason was that this was going to be a model, and we were going to provide security there so that the Iraqi forces could be trained and rise up and govern themselves, and that would show how we could make progress and success. And General Petraeus says, right. Well, what does Senator McCain, or what should they have said immediately after that? And so what we're going to do now is take out the very forces that caused the success. And if Petraeus says, well, yeah, but now the Iraqi forces, you know, have been built up in that area and they can provide their own security and this is a model. If our Senator McCain says, okay, fine. Yeah, if those Iraqi forces are built up there, why aren't you sending the 30,000, you know, to province X? You know, the next province to do the same thing. Why are you saying, okay, they were successful here, and because they're successful with the surge, we're now going to reverse the success of the surge, or at least not replicate it in all the other provinces? It doesn't make any sense. Even if you're a supporter of the administration, that doesn't make sense.
Well, very little going on over there makes sense. It's all show business. The trouble is, not
right.
A lot of Americans are dying. An awful lot of Americans will be crippled forever. A third of the young men coming home are ill within 3 months of some unknown disease. Well, they know what it is, but they don't want the American people to know that they're poisoning and destroying our military. In fact, what the four-star general I spoke to this last week told me, he said, we've got to get out because we're destroying our military. They cannot keep doing what they're doing. We're destroying our military. To preserve our military, we've got to be out by next year. This is a general, formerly the superior to General Petraeus, and you'll be hearing his in my interview with him in the very, very near future. So go ahead, Dennis. But what's going on doesn't make sense if we were really trying to win the war or help the Iraqi people.
That's right, and that's why I encourage people to not only look at things at face value, but say, well, if something doesn't make sense, and ask yourself, how would this fit with the power elite's goal? And all of a sudden, the little light bulb would go on above your head. You say, ah, now I see. For example, before the Iraq War, Baghdad, which is where they're trying to, you know, have this model of security, was 65% Sunni. Now Baghdad is 75% Shiite. There has been this massive, quote, voluntary, you know, under threat of the gun, relocation by the people, the Sunnis and the Shiites, into Baghdad. So they're actually already segregating themselves. Now you might say, well, you know, what happens if we pull out? Well, we've already got, you know, an example of that is the British are sort of backing out of Basra. Muqtada al-Sadr's forces, you know, the militias and all that, have moved in, and Maliki says he can't or won't control them. So right there we have the model. So my question is, if, let's say you're a staunch Bush administration person, and you have the Democrats going out like Obama and Hillary and so on, and I'm not saying, you know, this is not an advocacy of continued presence there and the buildup of forces. What I'm saying is, one should at least, if you're the press or the American public and you don't like what Bush is doing, and that's fine, you should at least pose the questions to the Democrats who are taking over and advocating the withdrawal. Not so that they will quit, you know, or not leave or something, but just so that we know as a nation what these people, these candidates who will literally have our lives not leave, plan to do. This is what we generally fail to do with Bush when he was running for office, and, you know, Clinton before him and so on. Say, okay, Senator Clinton, you think this is a wonderful thing, you know, 30,000 troops out by the summer, even though General Petraeus says, well, it depends on conditions on the ground.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. The American Pit of Death.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Dennis Gunny. And you can get his articles on every day. You know, find them there. They're posted every week at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. You need to go there. You need to, pull down the articles. Certainly wonderful, wonderful columnists right there. In fact, I even have a section there. Some of the really good people, D.B. Kidd, great articles. Dr. Cuddy, Jeffrey Green writing on genetically modified food. Here is where you're going to get the essays and articles written on the cutting edge. For instance, just 2 days ago, a article on the fact that the Verichip that they want to inject into us, at least in animals, produces cancer. Why would they want to authorize injecting into every American a chip when, of course, in animals it produces sarcomas and tumors? Doesn't make sense, or maybe it does. For the same reason that a third of the young men who come back from the battlefield in the Middle East within 3 months are ill of some strange, unknown disease, and we just can't figure it out because we're just so incompetent, but their lives are ruined. Could it be that we are intentionally destroying our own military? Not that the military leaders would go along with this. Most of them are good, patriotic people. We've got a great military, but, I mean, they love America. They're fighting for America. But if you destroy them, who's going to defend America from the enemy within? The domestic enemies of this country were in such key positions here in America, whose dedication is not to the preservation of America, but to the globalist dream of a new world order, a new world religion, and that's why they're attacking Christianity in so many ways. And then, of course, the new world leader. Well, Dennis, you go ahead and pick up the story.
Sure. That was 200 years ago. Philip Freneau in the late 1700s warned about that in his journal article in the 1790s in American Museum. He mentioned how the elite would gain control. They didn't like this upstart republic being formed that they didn't have complete control over, and so part of their plan was to lose wars. So that's a long, I've included it in my books. But,
which book is that in now?
Well, it's in The Globalist.
Okay,
for one.
That's a wonderful book. We need to get back in print.
It's Philip Freneau, F-R-E-N-E-A-U is his name, and he was in one part of this, you know, in addition to get them in debt, you know, get the middle class in debt and the nation in debt, was to lose wars, because this becomes, wars are useful in killing the most patriotic and nationalist and strong young people. So, you know, those are the ones you want to get rid of. And so that's what wars do. And so it also causes the other people to become despondent. You know, these no-win wars. We had a no-win war in Korea. Then you think we would have learned, no, another no-win war in Vietnam. And here we are in this, like Dr. Stan says, a war where soldiers are not allowed to win. So, you know, another no-win war is what we're going through.
And then the people get a little disillusioned. And,
right.
And of course, we kill off the more capable young people. This was Philip Freneau writing over, well, a little over 200 years ago then.
Right.
They're simply following the plan.
That's right. He said this was the elite was doing this. This was how they would, you know, gain or regain control. And there was a lot to it. It wasn't just that and getting them in debt. There was, you know, creating what called the welfare state, and it was supposed to help people. If you criticized this effort, then you would be branded as against the welfare of the people. You know, it was really well mapped out.
Well, why don't you do an article on that? I would love to see that. In fact, I really appreciate it if you'd send me a copy. If you have the article, I would love to have that.
Well, the information, you mean the actual Freneau article?
Yes, you have.
Yeah, okay, sure, yeah. So anyway, what I was saying about Bush and the Democrats is, it's fine if you want to criticize Bush and what he's done, you know, and all that. That's fine. But we at least owe it to ourselves to also challenge these Democrats and have them go down the road as to what they would or wouldn't do, because they'll have our, you know, our lives in their hands. And what you'd say is, let's say Senator Clinton, what do you think about this Petraeus remark, 5,000 and 30,000? Oh, that's wonderful. And then you would ask her, you know, this is where they never go there. The press never proceeds the next step. You say, okay, Senator Clinton, now, he said, General Petraeus, that any further withdrawals or even those withdrawals depend on the conditions on the ground. You know, we've heard that before. That's sort of an excuse about, like, saying, well, we hope to do it, but golly shucks, we couldn't. Would you say it's dependent on conditions on the ground? Now, if Senator Clinton says yes, then the obvious response is, well, then you're no different from President Bush, to which she would say, oh, yes, I am. And then she'd probably say, yeah, we can withdraw. We can do 30,000. Okay, fine. Then what are you going to do, Senator Clinton? A few months later, another 30,000? Now, once again, if she says, well, it depends on how things are, then immediately one would say, well, you're no different than President Bush. So if she comes out, or Obama or any of them, says, no, a phased withdrawal, automatic, timetable, you know, 30,000 every 2 months, then you say, okay, I understand that. Now, here's my next question, Senator Clinton. If you do that, and if what's happening in Basra, where Muqtada al-Sadr, who's a prime supporter of Maliki, and his forces gain control, and the militia are back in control, then what we really are is back to, you know, about 2 years ago, where the militia were running everything and killing everybody. And so if that happens, Senator Clinton, and we know it can happen because it's already starting in Basra, what are you specifically going to do about it, or are you going to do nothing? I mean, we should at least ask them that, you know, see what they say. We the people and the press are letting these people, both President Bush and the Democrats, get away with all these generalities and nonsensical statements, as I just mentioned, about President Bush. You know, we send 30,000 in, and wow, look at the progress, and now what you're going to do? Well, we're going to reverse it. You know, these things don't make any sense unless, as I said, this is all part of a larger plan, according to the power elite's objectives, to do exactly what's going on there. And so what we see in the national news is, and this is the thrust of the article that I had that your listeners can see on newswithviews.com. The latest one I did is 9/11 anniversary, Pakistan and Iraq. And the reason I did that is because not enough people, I think, have become aware of the role of Pakistan. We hear that Osama bin Laden was the, you know, money behind 9/11. No, it was actually from radical elements in Pakistan. Now, some of them, you know, got funding from the Saudis and so on. But
most of them got funding from the CIA, because the ISI, Pakistani intelligence, has always worked closely with the CIA.
Absolutely. And the three terrorists that they just caught outside Frankfurt, Germany, for example, were trained in Pakistan. And so what I did at the first of this article is go through the connections to Pakistan. As Dr. Stan said, the ISI, their intelligence service, and the CIA has always worked very, very closely. Most of our covert operations have been run in that area of the world through Pakistan. It was there, the head of the ISI, General Mahmoud Ahmad, who had the $100,000 wired to Mohammed Atta, the 9/11 ringleader, about a month before the attack, and the person who actually transferred the money also worked with the ISI. His name was Saeed Sheikh. And what you need to remember is that, in a quote, and we'll get to it after the break.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Yom Teruah, the Feast of Trumpets, and Rosh Hashanah, the New Year, in Messiah Yeshua. The date is September the 12th, 5:30 p.m. at E.B. Rains Park, just off of Grant Street and 120th Avenue at I-25. Bring your shofar and Lashana Tova Tikatibu. May you be inscribed for a good year.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I could stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And what we're talking about is so vitally important. Now, Mahmoud Ahmad, General Mahmoud Ahmad, the names may seem unfamiliar, but you can get them up on the Internet at Dr. Cuddy's latest article. And then don't believe a word he says. You go, and if you have access to the Internet, you can begin to Google in these names. You know, General Mahmoud Ahmad, and you'll find out. He worked for the ISI. He certainly did wire $100,000 through this other gentleman to Muhammad Atom, you know, about a month before 9/11. Check these facts out. If they're true, then understand that everything you've been told through the media is a lie. So, first of all, get the article, pull it down, get the names, and then, because now we do have the Internet, we do have Google, you can check the facts, and then if we're telling you the truth, then decide you're going to help us. Please go ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
Okay. General Ahmad had Saeed Sheikh, both of them working with the ISI, to wire the $100,000 about a month before 9/11. And then about 6 months later, the Pittsburgh Tribune-Review, March 3rd of 2002, reported, quote, there are many in Musharraf, he's the head of Pakistan's government, who believe that Saeed Sheikh's power comes not from the ISI, but from his connections with our own CIA, end quote. So they work very closely together, CIA and ISI. Now, the Al-Qaeda member who actually was the mastermind of 9/11 wasn't Osama. It was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He also masterminded the, you know, supposed, although it wouldn't work, Richard Reid's shoe bomb attempt, plus the kidnapping of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl, along with Saeed Sheikh. Now, why was this? Well, Pearl had been started to investigate this shoe bomber, Richard Reid. He's over there in that area. He's the Wall Street Journal reporter for that period. And the Gulf News, a newspaper from over there, in March 25 of 2002, said, well, he may also have been looking into the U.S. training and backing of the ISI. And that had begun in the mid-90s. CIA and ISI were funding these new madrasas or schools that were teaching jihad, you know, against the outside infidels, the Soviets, who were there. Well, at the time, you know, wars are costly. So the ISI began making a lot of money out of the drug trade. And if you don't believe that, look at the November 29, 1999 UN Drug Control Program report. It said the ISI was making about $2.5 billion annually from the illegal drug sales. Now, here's the interesting quote. About two weeks after 9/11, September 27th, the Sydney Morning Herald, that's in Australia, big paper, revealed that, quote, opium cultivation and heroin production in Pakistan's northern tribal belt adjoining Afghanistan were a vital offshoot of the ISI-CIA cooperation. Heroin sales in the U.S., I'm going to repeat that, heroin sales in the U.S. carried out through an elaborate web of deception, transport networks, couriers, and payoffs offset the cost of the decade-long war in Afghanistan, end quote. And then, after about 10 years of this cooperation, the ISI decides to create the Taliban in Afghanistan in September of 94. Okay, back to Pearl. Pearl was kidnapped in January of 2002. A month later, they confirmed that he's been killed. Well, what was curious to me is, after one of their own had been assassinated brutally by these people, the American press hasn't seemed interested in pursuing what he was looking into, like the connection between the ISI and the CIA, for example. We know that the day before 9/11, the ISI was helping Osama get some medical treatment in a hospital, military hospital in Rawalpindi. And we also know that earlier than that, a CIA operative had been meeting with bin Laden in a Dubai hospital where Osama was being treated as well. The American press hasn't seemed interested in investigating the connection between Mohammed, that's Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and the ISI, or the ISI's facilitation of Osama's and Al-Qaeda's escape from Afghanistan. You know, when we were coming in there, here we got them cornered, you know, Tora Bora, this is it, we got them. Well, the ISI helps these people, Osama and his friends, escape into Pakistan.
Hey, one interesting thing about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of 9/11, where did he go to school?
Yeah, right down the road from me here.
Right there in North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the evil Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, of the mastermind of 9/11, went to school in North Carolina?
Yeah, in two places, a community college out near in Murfreesboro, and then he transferred to a larger one, part of the university system in the middle of the state. You know, two schools now have him as a distinguished alumni or whatever. Because yeah, he was trained here, got good training there.
And so, then, of course, you can actually pull down his testimony on the internet when he testified, I guess it was his own trial or somebody else's trial, where he admits to everything. Yes, I was behind, the mad shoe bobber John Mr. Reed, and I was behind,
Richard.
My goodness, he was behind everything that's happened. The 9/11 bombing, he was behind the bombing of the embassies. He was behind the bombing of the coal. My goodness, most incredible guy, but nobody ever mentions he was trained right here in the United States.
Yeah, he had a good education in all those areas. And so the American press and apparently the public hasn't seemed willing to push that, the connection, between the ISI and General Pervez Musharraf. He doesn't seem to want to really crack down on him up there in Waziristan. And the press also hasn't seemed interested in pursuing how 9/11 could have been easily prevented. I was saying this for, many, many years, and I give example in this article of once I called up NBC's Andrea Mitchell. She's the wife of former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan, and curiously enough, she is currently, as we speak, going around Iran, a really safe place for her to be, asking a lot of questions. So anyway, Andrea was doing a report on the possibility of another similar 9/11 attack. So I called her up and told her how, that or future attacks could be prevented. If it's an air attack, you simply have at a nearby fort. Like in New York City, they have three or four forts there. An Apache Longbow helicopter, standby alert. It has a 30-millimeter chain gun, rockets, missiles, so forth. And she said, quote, "Oh, my, thank you for calling. Thank you." But they never did anything with it.
We're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much, Dennis. Bye-bye.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is a book written by author and scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you'll learn the true cause of this disease and what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $29.95 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. This extensively referenced book is a must-read for everyone. Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Call 1-800-205-6245.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope hope many of you will accept the challenge. Get Dr. Cuddy's article. Get these names out. Google them in. Find out if it's really true. And if it is, then join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Western civilization and the souls of men, because behind everything there are powerful spiritual forces. You need, of course, to get our material from Radio Liberty, my pamphlets on the occult hierarchy, my book Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk and syllabus on the Forbidden Secret, the award-winning DVDs, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginnings, the Riddles in Stone, which goes into the architecture, the secret architecture of America, of our nation's capital. And there you'll see the interviews with the man who heads the Philosophical Research Society today, formed by Manly Hall. We do carry Manly Hall's book, The Secret Destiny of America. Now, you have to ask for it by name and tell the girls it's not in the catalog. We carry it for researchers because we don't want to appear to be approving a book written by a Satanist. But he explains to you that for thousands of years, for at least 3,000 years, secret societies have been working to bring about world democracy. And why are we fighting over in Iraq today? Why do we want to bring democracy? Why do we want to bring democracy? America was a republic. If you haven't read my pamphlet, We Are a Republic, you need to get it and read it and understand that democracies don't work. They never have. So why are our boys dying for democracy over there? Or maybe they're dying for a purpose they really don't understand. Maybe it has something to do with the book The Secret Destiny of America, written by an avowed Satanist, a man who worshipped Lucifer. We carry the book. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We do hope that many of you are planning on coming to our October 28th all-day seminar here in the Monterey Bay area, if you can possibly make it. It'll be a fantastic time. It is a Sunday, but we did it on Sunday because so many people couldn't come on Saturday. And, of course, it'll start early in the morning, go into late in the afternoon, and you'll learn so much and have an opportunity to get the information and a lot of emergency information, too, you're going to need. And if you have not made your preparations, we'll be glad to send you an emergency food catalog and other information so you can begin making preparations. We have Carry the Book, Nuclear War Survival Skills, and a little kit. You have to get the book if you're going to get the kit to build the little meter. It will work. It's quite a job to do it, but it's a lot better than putting out a couple hundred dollars for a meter. And you can do this. This is the government authorized meter that they have told people how to make. And then we carry the video sheltering in place that tells you exactly what to do. And of course, we do carry the book, Making the Best of Basics. I mean, what do you do when you got a problem? How do you live when you can't go out and buy food? Well, Making the Best of Basics is so vitally important. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. And then, well, it's